Should I go to Princeton?
Why? The university?
Yeah.
Because you're a big Woodrow Wilson fan.
What?
Because you're a big Woodrow Wilson fan.
Yeah.
The racism.
You want to enroll?
Damn. What other facts do you know about Princeton, Adam? Why? Because you're a big Woodrow Wilson fan?
I know that their mascot is the tiger.
Why'd you pull Woodrow out of there first thing, dude?
Because he was president of Princeton and of this... of our great republic.
Are you a big Woodrow Wilson fan?
And their mascot is the tiger.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you shit on vacation?
What?
When you leave New York, you fly somewhere, are you constipated for a couple days afterwards?
No.
Yeah, okay. That's ridiculous.
It's just me?
Yeah, it's just you.
It's just you.
I think this is a normal thing.
No, it's not.
I think it's a normal thing that happens to people.
Did you read it on Letterboxd?
What are
you,
I read it on
Woodrow Wilson fan?
Yeah, did you hear Woodrow
you
Wilson talk
Woodrow
about
Wilson.
It? Fucking loser.
I'm sorry that
why
I...
Why is Woodrow Wilson
I'm
the first thing
that
you thought
I
about?
I'm sorry that I say the things that I say. I apologize for that. Especially as a broadcaster and as a member of a comedy, you know, collective.
I haven't used that word in a long time. Obi-Wan, can you please just say... I haven't used that word in a long time. You have to understand that Darth Vader deserved it.
I thought, even though I knew he was a white guy under there, his voice had gotten a
Luke,
little...
Luke, you have to understand there's two kinds of black people. There's Lando Calrissian and there's Darth Vader. And there's not a single other black person in the galaxy. Those are the only two
that's
that
the only two type of black people.
But how is that possible, Ben?
Don't they have to have parents?
Yeah. Genetically speaking, it doesn't make any sense.
Shut up.
Luke, quit being a lover, okay? You're supposed to be a Jedi?
Wait,
remember?
But what about Samuel
remember?
Jackson?
What about Mace Windu?
Then he just goes back home. They're like, oh, you're talking to your uncle?
Uncle Ben?
No, listen, that guy's, stay away from him, all right? Stay here on the farm. This is an Obama household.
That's right.
We're voting for Obama. Just leave your uncle and his weird magic sword bullshit out of it.
Damn, dude.
He stole his name from a famous black person.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan did?
He spends
no,
all
Uncle
of his
Ben.
Uncle
That's
Ben.
True, the rice.
You're up there in the hills yelling about sand people.
Yeah, that was awesome. He does call them sand people. And they have a name, so
yeah,
that's clearly a slur.
Geez, Uncle Ben, if I had to guess, I would assume that they're the ones that are from this planet. Just a quick, not knowing anything about space or the galaxy, I would look at them and say, those are the people that have been here for thousands
those
of years.
Those are the locals.
And you are a weird guy that got an apartment here for some reason.
Because you're hiding out.
Because you're hiding out after stealing your friend's children. Because you didn't like who he voted for. You don't like his participation in the new form of government. So you conspired to burn him alive and steal his children. Because you do the good guy kind of magic.
Where you're not allowed to get pussy.
Right, where he uses...
You were so mad he got pussy and you're not allowed to.
Whereas he used the bad guy form of magic that's used in service of big government. And comprehensive programs to unite the galaxy with free trade agreements.
And they have lightning. That's absolutely right, Nick. From my perspective, it's the Jedi that are the bad guys.
God, the last one was so fucking bad. I loved it because I was on mushrooms.
I didn't see part 9.
But no. It was so stupid.
It was stupid?
So I mean, it was great because I was on mushrooms.
I thought you had to go to the bathroom a bunch of times.
Maybe
you missed the good part.
I didn't see any. I mean, I liked Rogue One, and that seems to be
the best one.
Rogue One is the only good Star Wars movie.
Ooh,
maybe Empire Strikes Back is good.
Empire was cool.
But that one's tight. Yeah.
You like the side swipe.
Yeah, I like the scene transition.
You like the just, editing. You
that's just
fucking
not a
loser.
Another tidbit about the movie. We need to get in there.
I'm sorry. I have my coffee today. I love those
side swipes.
I like them. I like them.
Shut.
What the fuck? fuck?
I don't know why I say these things. I don't know
also,
why.
Also, I feel like all of them have sideswipes.
Well, I like the ones in Empire.
Kirk Douglas just died. Damn, I want to go to an arcade. I want to get fucked up on pills and go to an arcade.
Oh, yeah.
How sad is it that I could get pills and I could do all these things and I don't?
Where do you get pills?
It's pretty easy to get pills,
it's
Adam.
It's pretty easy to get pills, Adam.
All right.
I feel like out of all of us, you probably have friends that are addicted to pills.
Actually, I have.
Like, why do you want pills? Are you a Thomas Jefferson fan? Yeah.
Did he do pills?
That was the thing I learned. He invented swipes.
Did he do pills?
Yeah, pills existed. Mm-hmm. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I thought it was just tinctures back then.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't. You're dumb.
Oh, thanks. I am being particularly stupid on this episode. I acknowledge it.
The swipes is honestly.
It'd be great to see Adam.
What I will say is,
Adam go on Jeopardy.
I am still debilitating.
Adam go on
jet-lagged.
Jeopardy and like there'll be a question and he can't get it. It's like boop boop boop. He's like oh, and then like,
I would have said
Alex
that.
Says the answer and then he's like oh yeah that's right because he actually directed. yeah. Just offer like additional.
That would be a good fucking show.
Yeah.
Is like doesn't know it. Pretend to know at Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Where you don't know something, then you have to do the most convincing secondary tidbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am still incredibly jet lagged, and so I'm extra retarded. Not saying I'm not regularly retarded.